Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate, your go-to podcast for real estate enthusiasts who thrive on that excitement of property and prosperity. Let's buckle up together and navigate this crazy map of opportunity. Together, we will unearth the truths, the secrets behind the curtain, discover your voice, and find your personal niche. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagle. I hope all of you are having a great day today. I know I am. So let's take this smiling energy of ours and dig deep today into our first steps for how to identify your rockstar real estate agent. And I definitely don't mean the one with the most ads or bling. We're going to be a big detective about this. I'm talking about finding an agent that has a strong track record, receives referrals, customers, clients, and really works with a lot of repeat business. It's all a choice of who we decide, and it's definitely a system of how to find the perfect agent for you. There are agents who will shout out there, and there are agents who are the quiet real estate whisperers. Those whisperers are working under the radar, and yet the secret, highly effective agent with a lot of transactions, but actually a lot of happy families and investors. And this is a matter of trying to define who are those agents, how do I find them, and how do I pick my agent style of choice. I want you to know that this style for you to search and find is all up to you. You get to choose your specific agent. This is important. This is where all of your power is going to come. This is the agent you're choosing to become part of your family and you're choosing to work with and tell secrets with and always be in contact throughout your deal. Remember, choosing an agent dictates the direction, the pulse, the success of your deal, really. A quick Debbie story here. I teach agents all over the country, and I teach the various styles. Some prefer to shout, some prefer to whisper. I will say my style overall the last 42 years has always been very effective for me to work under the radar. The only time I have to really become a little bit louder than I want to is if I'm starting in a new market, like when I moved to the Catskills and I had talked about that last time. When I got here, no one knew me, so I had to start blurbing and shouting and using social media and become, I'm Debbie Yeagle. It's not uncomfortable. I guess basically I am an introverted extrovert, which is a rare combination, but I adapted quickly. I did what I had to. And why did I do it? It wasn't to find clients. That I can always do. I can find them anywhere. But it was the agents I had to get to know. I need a great collection of agents that I work with outside of my company that know me. And predominantly, they're agents who have a lot of listings because that's key to my success. I want to be in the know with those agents because they're going to give me the power to do what I need to do. I share this with you so you can understand the choosing of your agent is a whole psychological study and it's a great exercise. So why am I stressing this? Well, this agent that we're going to be interviewing, and I'm going to give you everything we need to do that, the whole tool bag. This agent that we're going to choose is going to be in charge of getting you the right price, the right house, and get you all the answers. That agent is your metronome, and the agent is your dictative energy. If she's an introvert, an extrovert, whether it's a waste of time, and you don't have time to waste. So you want an efficient agent with connections. I basically compare this search to a Mary Poppins list. If you've ever had to search for a babysitter or someone to work with you in your home, wow, there's a Mary Poppins list. And I'm going to give you these questions and research steps. But I have to insist, for your success and your win in buying your home or your investment, you're going to have to spend the time up front. You don't want a random agent. You really want to be able to control this part, because this will be the definitive way to winning and getting great results to build your portfolio or to buy your next house. The right agent is going to do everything and help you with those favorable results. So how do we do this? How do we choose that right agent? Let's go where you guys love to go, to your real estate apps. I don't care which one you use. Just go down that rabbit hole, start scrolling around, and I want you to use the notes in your phone and just start jotting down names of agents that you see. No rhyme or reason. Just look at their picture, write down their name. A few days later, if you're with your friends or you're at work, ask them, have they used an agent? Ask your relatives, ask your family, ask your neighbors. Put them on the list. Do not make any fast action, okay? I want you to gather their photos with their names, and now you can start to Google them. If you don't want to Google, you can go to social media. Find out who's active. Do the research. This next step is going to be your most difficult. You've gathered the research. You've seen what you want to see. And now you have your favorites. You haven't talked to anybody yet, but you have your favorites. So what I want you to do now is take a drink of your coffee, and I would like you to place a call to the top two agents that you like. After calling and leaving a message, unless they pick up, I want you to text and I want you to email. All right. So it's important. I need you to make the call, get on the phone, because this is going to be one of your key components to interviewing these agents. Now, a side note here, I always will sprinkle in my Debbie stories. If I have a friend or a neighbor and they say, hey, I'm moving out of state or I want to go down to this area, can you help me? Of course, I'll help you. I'm going to go deep dive for some agents and do these exact steps that I'm telling you. So I'm going to gather their names. I'm going to look at their pictures. I'm going to assess by their pictures what their energy is, and I'm going to place a call. Now, these are questions. Does the agent pick up the phone? Does the agent call me back quickly? Does the agent respond to my text or email? These are all telltales of their rhythm. So I call, I text, and I sit back and I watch, observe, and listen. Guess who has all the power right now? I do. So it's a good feeling. I like it. Now, if that agent calls me back or texts back, I get on the phone. And now I listen. How does she start the phone call? Does she talk all over me? Does she ask me those right questions? I know talking on the phone is really hard for you, but I want you now to listen and dissect. This call is going to be the call of the future. So spend the time. If the agent can talk to you, that's a great indicator. If the agent is a communicator and able to talk, these are agents that are able to relate to other agents in the area. And again, as I specified earlier, we want them to be a communicator and able to talk, because that means they have a relationship with other agents in their area. And that is the key to success. Doesn't matter what companies they're with, they all are a team out there in many ways. So this is important. You want an agent who relates with people and is a talker. Because guess what talking does? It helps with negotiating your deal. And negotiating your deal is your future. So, if the agent is connecting with you and you're happy, make great notes and you may have just found your agent to help you on your journey. Here, I'm going to give you right now a list of 7 words that are very important traits for a successful connection, long-term connection for an agent. Energy, trust, honesty, work ethic, listener, communicator, confident. These are all words that are very important. Now, did you notice what's not on that list? I did not include how long have you been an agent? How long have you worked as an agent? Why didn't I include that? I do not feel this is a very important trait. When I began my career, another Debbie story. When I began my career 42 years ago, in my first month, despite all the agents in my company telling me I was going to fail, which of course just drove me deeper, I went out on listing appointments and I got all 8 homes listed. Now, I was 21 years old. Who was I? What had I accomplished? Nothing. But every single client chose me because of my energy. And you know what's funny? Still to this day, 42 years later, every client still mentions my energy and they want my energy and they want my energy on their side. They want my energy on their side, so I'm not on the opposing side. They all think I'm a contagion and they love talking on the phone to me because I'm so overly crazy optimistic, I can't help it. But I want you to know how long they've worked is not a telltale if they're going to be a great agent. It's more important to have those other 7 words be at the top of your list. So if your agent that you think you're leaning towards has energy, they definitely have the perseverance then for your journey. Choose energy over ego every single time. They will find your home or investment or sell your home much easier than agents who are without those words. They need that confidence. They need that energy. So you want to choose the right partner, your right team member, so that you're all successful. Now, here are some questions. And these are deep level questions, although they'll seem very shallow on the front end. Honestly, these are the key questions. When you hop on that phone to talk and interview the agents, ask, hey, how's the market? This is going to give you insight to their positivity, their belief in an area, and how they're going to approach selling you a home or an investment. If you ask me how the market is, I'm going to tell you it's an exciting market, no matter what it is. We can have high interest rates. It's always a good time to buy. There could be great inventory. I'm going to discuss the optimism and that excitement of what this specific market today is going to gift us. The next question is going to be, what area do you cover? Now, this is going to give you a glimpse of their ethics. If you say, I'm interested in this specific region, but do you cover this area? If that area is more than an hour away, that realtor is really stretching her knowledge, her ethics, her ability to sell. We as agents are not supposed to go out of our area of expertise. And we will always, those good agents will always be the first people to say, hey, Love the area, heard some great things about it, but I can't sell you a house there. As much as I want to, I can't because I won't be able to tell you what's the negative, what's the positive, what's happening, and what's the future. I don't know the news on the ground in that region. That's the correct answer because you don't want an agent to sell you something out of her expertise area. If she says she'll do it, then you know she's working for her commission versus the ethical way of selling real estate. Now, a third question. Tell her you're looking, hoping for a specific home and ask her, is this realistic in your area? How she answers this question will telltale you of how resourceful she's going to be. She's going to say, well, currently we may only have 200 homes on the market. And to get that specific style, I think there's two on the market. But in the meantime, I do have some inventory that's hidden. And let me put my feelers out to my connections and see what I can find. So now that's sort of telling you she thinks out of the box. If someone can't think out of the box and they're trying to sell homes, they're going to be part of those statistics where 75% fail the first year, 87% within 5 years. So it's important to know, can that realtor think out of the box? Now, if all of these answers have been positive and she hasn't closed on you for an appointment yet, because if you called me, I'd have you in the car already, you better ask for an appointment. So ask how her time frame is. Ask her how her schedule is and set a time. And I want you to put that time in your calendar and respect it. Okay, a lot of people feel that we don't really work, we don't do much, but we really plan ahead and have to make a lot of calls to make these appointments. So please honor that appointment. One other thing I want to go back to, when the realtor or the agent answers your question about if the home style you're looking for is realistic, that also is telling you, does she know the inventory? Does that agent know the inventory? If you were to ask me at any time during any day, if I knew of a specific style home somewhere in my area, I could answer the question. Because as I've told you before, I'm sort of an addicted agent to the MLS and to Zillow and all of the apps. So trust me when I tell you, I know my inventory by heart. And to me, it's sort of like a great game. I love Trivial Pursuit. So I'm always just, go ahead and try me. I don't know where all the streets are all the time, but I know where those houses are. Now, the next step after you've gotten your appointment, we'll go back to that. I want you to start planning your trip to go meet that realtor. And I'm going to give you those steps. Not at this moment, but we're getting there because you have one last question before you hang up. After you've closed on her for an appointment or she closed on you for an appointment, I need you to ask her, and this is going to be a changing answer continually, but you're going to have to ask her about being a buyer's agent. The law is changing in July. I'm not going to dwell on this much right now, but as of July, the payment schedule is going to change. As of now, just ask if she's expecting a payment from you, okay? That's important to know ahead of time because you'll be signing a buyer's agreement with her. Now, after all of this is clear and you've hung up, I don't want you to fear the agent. I don't want you to lie to the agent. I don't want you to be suspicious. As an agent, if we sense any of that distrust or sidestep, trust me, you are going to go to the bottom of a list. Understand by not trusting, it's self-fulfilling prophecy. This is why I want you to vet, interview, and spend that extra time interviewing the agent up front. It's important to trust, relax, and know she is or he is going to do their job. They're going to dig deep and they're going to find that house that you never thought existed or that piece of commercial real estate that you need to invest. One last topic. Some of you are saying, why do I need an agent at all? I have all the answers at my fingertips. Well, this can work for you maybe, but it's filled with a lot of holes, this theory, and a lot of wasted time. Here are some facts. A good agent will have a rich network that they can ignite for anything they need. And that means inventory. Homes that aren't on the market are in their minds to help make their wishes come true for you. Another fact, the good agent knows how to streamline the system to give you peace of mind. Another fact, a good agent will win the offer for you. There's not one attorney, now, and I can say that because Peter, my husband, is an attorney. There's no way I'd let him negotiate a deal ever. No attorney, no friend, no parents, no one else, that includes you, can advise or negotiate like a rock star agent. A good agent can tighten and spin and psychologically do an amazing presentation to the listing agent to win, win, win. Their connections are going to get you that home or that commercial piece. The good agent, after winning the offer, will now ignite their network team, the lawyers, the inspectors. They're on speed dial and they're already booked. That win was what we needed. Truth is, a good agent will get you the best price no matter the market. They will keep your eyes open to reality. They are looking out for your specific needs for your future, strategizing your win and happiness. Because in the long run, guess what that does? It builds that agent's portfolio. Email me and I'll send you these words and the list of questions for how to choose your rockstar agent with superpowers. And I really appreciate you joining in today. And thank you so much. I can't wait to talk for the next one. And the next topic's coming up soon. And the ride of real estate continues on with Debbie Yeagel. And remember, it's always a good day to buy, buy, buy. Thank you for listening today to The Ride of Real Estate. Remember, whether you're a buyer, a seller, an agent, an investor, or even just a dabbler, your enthusiasm, curiosity, and vision are your best assets. The scene of real estate is ever-changing, and every week I will keep you buzzing with every new secret for success. Keep looking around the corner for the next stop, and we'll see you next week.